Hey everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
That's Allie Gibbs. and this is Mom Said, a podcast made by siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
Sometimes it is about that. Like on today's episode, which is the Christmas.
It was very sibling heavy.
Because we'll call it the holiday. We'll call it the holiday episode. But
we grew up celebrating Christmas, really Christmas heavy. But happy holidays to everyone and whatever
to you
holiday
and yours.
To you and your king.
To you and yours.
You know, good if it wasn't for Christmas, I don't think I would know what the word kin is.
I wouldn't know what the word Wenceslas was. He was a king. Today's episode, we talk about some of our holiday traditions. We talk a lot about the Grinch. We sidebar to compliment Grant on his marathon that he just ran.
We talk about the Grinch both like as fans, but also romantically.
Oh yeah.
We do have a romantic moment about the Grinch. Yeah. And
so stick around. I hope it feels like what.
Please don't listen all the way to the end. There's a part at the end where I'm really truly screaming, and I would like for everyone to turn off the podcast right before that part.
Okay, so, but this is an episode of Mom
Said.
Turn it
off before the end.
This is the Christmas episode. Please enjoy. Here we go, dropping you into the episode right now.
Happy holidays.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas
with every Christmas card I wrote. What? Oh, that I thought that was real for some reason.
Real. like God the narrator.
Honestly, I'm not totally sure what my brain was doing, but I was like,
oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay. Keep going.
Here we go.
It's fixing my mood. May your day
Be merry
And bright.
Wait for the miner.
May all your Christmas
okay, hey, welcome to Mom Said. That's so embarrassing what we just did. I can feel Grant. I can feel Grant's spirit over there going, oh wow, it's actually pretty good. And then going, bummer, it's actually pretty good. And then going, yeah. But it was good.
But it was.
We're trying to figure out
annoying we can be.
How far we can get away with, and I'm sure the comments will let us know.
The real truth is. If we were not being like self-conscious, we'd probably be singing a lot.
Yeah,
just sitting around singing. But I haven't, even when it's just the two of us, even when we're alone, I have an awareness of how annoying that is.
And bright. You have an awareness of how that is? No.
You don't think I have awareness?
No. I don't think you have a volume awareness. I do think you have an awareness.
You're the only person in the world who tells me I'm loud.
I think it's a sibling thing. So I caught Grant, and there's a mirror over here off camera, and I caught Grant going, which we're gonna cut to. Well,
I just mean,
maybe
okay,
we'll show.
So
it.
I have a lot of like high volume friends.
Yeah,
and I feel like I'm aware of our volume in place, like when we're out to eat or whatever. And
sure.
I feel like
I know, but.
Like,
but that's when you're with your friends.
And
who,
I'm like, oh, guys.
Yeah.
Like the other day we were playing, what's the non-swearing version of F Mary Kill? We were playing F Mary Kill at a restaurant and we're in the first
10 minutes. We learned that in the first 10 minutes of YouTube, you can't swear. But after 10 minutes of YouTube, we'll circle back and tell you what the name of this game is that I'm sure you don't know.
Yeah. We were yelling stuff about Bone
Mary Kill.
And I was like, guys, shh, this is loud. And we're disturbing
who
peace.
Okay.
I'm not going to name names.
Bone Mary Kill.
Wait.
But this is the Christmas episode. Hi. First of all, hi. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs, and you'll never know her name. We do a real intro before this, but welcome back to Mom Said. This is a podcast made by siblings, but it's not about that. but it's not also not about that.
You just said all my lines.
I just steamrolled through Allie's lines, but
because you knew I wasn't going to say them.
Because I wanted to get through. I wanted to get through Bone Mary Kill. Bone Mary Kill. Here it is. Bone Mary Kill. All three of us.
The word bone. It's horrible.
Clap cheeks. Mary Kill.
No. Please. We can't start Christmas like this.
Okay. Happy Christmas. Clap cheeks. Mary Kill. Santa.
Claus.
Claus.
Okay.
The Grinch.
Okay.
Bone Mary Kill, Santa, the Grinch, and Jack Skellington. Tricky, okay. Huh?
No, actually, really easy.
Yeah.
Easy? Are really you both going to have the same answer? Easy.
That's one of the easiest ones I've ever encountered.
Should okay. We do it at the same time?
Okay.
Yeah. We kill. Okay.
Who are you going to kill? One, two, three.
Jack Grinch. Skellington.
Wait. You're gonna kill the Grinch?
Yeah.
You love the Grinch.
No, but I'm.
You're gonna kill the
we're
Grinch?
We're obviously marrying Santa. Holly Jolly.
Yeah,
you know,
we are. We can agree on that. Santa. We're gonna marry Santa.
And I'm doinking Jack Skellington or whatever his name is.
Really? Okay, so I don't tend to like. I don't tend to be attracted to like super skinny guys.
Okay,
and he's literal. He's literal bones. Yeah, that's bones. Not my vibe. The Grinch.
You're
for
gonna
me?
Kill the Grinch instead of okay. That batch pad he has up in Mount Crumpet, dude.
Don't
you would have the night of your life.
Say night
the
Grinch. Of your life
the
Mount
Grinch
Crumpet.
Would take you down his zip line to his chair.
Gross.
Ooh,
but that is the one I would go with. Kiss the Grinch. Marry Santa Claus, kill Jack Skellington.
Clap cheeks with the Grinch.
And I'm sure Jack Skellington wouldn't even mind. He might actually already even be dead.
Okay, and when you picture marrying Santa Claus, does that, when we say holly jolly and cozy, like you're living in the North Pole, I guess.
Yeah, that's fine.
And what version of the North Pole are we picturing? I'll tell you mine. He asks the question so he can answer.
Yeah, I don't think I've said one word this whole time.
Mine is the Santa Claus. That one?
Yeah, duh.
That's
North how Pole? Everyone feels. It's certainly not the North Pole in the Polar Express haunting my dreams. It's certainly not that one.
That one.
With the bell.
Here's my question about Polar Express. If that movie would have come out 10 years later where the animation wouldn't have been like
scary,
spooky, doll-eyed people, would we have liked it more?
Of course, I even like that movie. Tom Hanks is in it.
Yeah, we love Tom Hanks.
But it's just that it is ultimately like to live there.
Yeah. No.
I'm not living in that world. I will live in the Santa Claus.
Well, because all other depictions, I feel like, of the North Pole are warm. I mean, obviously it's cold there, but the spirit is warm.
The spirit is warm.
But in Polar Express.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas, you guys. In Polar Express,
it's cold. The spirit is cold.
The whole thing is cold.
It's so true.
It feels like a computer.
Yeah.
Because it is, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
No, so I would definitely live with, I guess I'd be marrying the Tim Allen Santa Claus. And
yeah, he's a good boy from Michigan. Well, he's not a good boy.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just about to say, it doesn't matter. We're in the North Pole.
And we're in the North Pole.
And that's all.
Have you seen Tim Allen's mugshot?
No.
He got in trouble. It's in Kalamazoo, Michigan, where we're part of where we're from. There's a photo of him at the Kalamazoo police station because he got caught dealing cocaine in the 70s or 80s.
Oh my gosh.
And he looks, honestly, hopefully we can find a photo of it. He looks fly as hell.
That's all you can hope, really, huh? Is that if you have a mugshot, which is inherently kind of cool.
Yeah, that it ages well.
Yeah. And I should.
He looks dope. I think if I'm remembering, he has a cool mustache and like. He just, yeah, he looks like a kid from Michigan who was dealing cocaine.
Wow. Well, that's amazing.
It's a good vibe.
I have a bone to pick with you guys.
Oh, no. Okay. No.
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
And bright.
And may all your Christmases be. Today I was walking up the stairs with a bag and I was in these slippers, which are kind of a platform slipper.
Can I see? real quick.
It's gross. Don't show everyone. For the people,
it's not gross. It's an UGG platform slipper. We are not sponsored by UGGs, but
oh, this is a good ad.
We would love to be.
I love UGGs. They're so warm and these slippers.
killing it on the ad. Sorry, I love UGGs. They're so warm. UGG boot have been special to me for many years.
No, no, no. Okay.
You're going Marty Miller
no,
with
no,
it.
No, no, no. Okay, I'm improvising an ad. Give me
girl,
a second.
Girl, UGG boot girl. No. Coffee girl.
No. No, I could never. He's amazing.
He is amazing. I can't do their voice.
I feel a you're kinship still doing that, with their I'm so voice.
Sorry. Oh yeah.
But the UGG shoes, they were cool when I was in high school. Yep. They're cool now. They managed to stay cool my whole life.
Yep.
I love UGGs. I love how warm they are. However, today on the stairs, I sort of fell sideways walking up the stairs on these UGGs and really sort of crashed down all the way down. This, the bone I have to pick.
This shirt that Allie is wearing was not the original shirt we planned for the Christmas episode of Mom Said, a podcast. This is a brand new red shirt because Al took a tumbly up the stairs, took a little tumbly up the stairs. I know what the bone is and I am no, ready to fight.
No, you don't know what the bone is because when it happened, I thought to myself, I don't want to bring this up right now.
Go.
The bone is this. I fall all the way down. Latte everywhere. My shirt's covered in latte. Both my brothers standing behind me watching me fall. Gabe told me to, what, compose myself?
No, I said, okay, we're squishing the timeline in a way that feels unfair to me.
And also, he said, so I fall down. Squishing the timeline in a way that feels unfair. Gabe goes, you're bleeding.
I said, you're bleeding, which is a thoughtful thing to point out. You fell down.
I'm still on the ground. He goes, you're bleeding. I'm like, okay. So I stand up. I'm laughing because it's funny, but
you
also
immediately
I
laughed,
hurt my
so
knee.
We knew you were okay. And yeah, I said, you're okay. Bleeding.
You said, just so you know, you're bleeding. So I have latte all over my shirt and blood on my leg, I guess.
I think I did say, you're bleeding and you spilled all over your shirt.
You did say that.
Just to cut right to the chase, you're bleeding and you spilled all over your shirt. No,
and like, imagine watching someone totally crash. Admittedly, and then be like, neither, FYI, you fell down.
I know. Like, I know. Admittedly, neither of us said, are you okay? But I do think in sibling defense, we've been around you and crashes and things that have happened in each other's lives long enough to know when it's bad.
Right. And it wasn't bad, but you did say,
because if you're quiet, bleeding, you're I think bleeding. If you're quiet, it's bad.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're really hurt,
run for the hills.
If you're really hurt, what's Grant like? If Grant was really hurt, he doesn't get hurt. He's kind of never broken a bone or done anything, huh?
Have you ever broken a bone, Grant?
I've never broken a bone. Honestly, I couldn't tell you the last time I've been like really, like really hurt. I don't know.
Well, I get hurt all the time.
He's a different kind of athlete, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, total sidebar. Grant just ran a marathon yesterday.
Yeah. Like a psychopath though, because there was no real race. He just woke up yesterday morning and said, I'm gonna run
a marathon
forever.
Which he had been training for. It wasn't just out of nowhere, but he didn't sign up for a race. He just ran one.
It's really crazy because it's the whole point crazy. Of running a marathon is that people cheer for you and at the end you get free snacks. And you just sort of did it without all the cool stuff.
Well, Lauren and I drove over and I ran the last few miles with him to try to make it an event because otherwise he's just gonna run a whole marathon and no one knows? That's crazy, bro.
I think that was his plan.
Well, now that all the listeners of Mom Said podcast can be proud of you.
All six.
Hey, don't put a number on it.
All six.
Actually,
listeners?
We don't know because we're recording this early. So by the time this comes out,
we could have thousands. Okay, the bone.
I need you to have a better
to,
attitude.
The bone I have to pick with you. Well, are you done talking about the marathon? Because that really is amazing, Grant. Good
yeah,
job.
It is.
That's
it
monumental.
Is. Can you give yourself the pew pew horn or something? Thank you. The little smirk he has on the Grant cam is making it feel worth it.
I did see
Happy Christmas.
I did see a video of you on like mile 22 or something, just running down the street in Santa Monica, like next to a dumpster, and then you do a cartwheel. And I was like, this is an experience I'll never have in my life.
Where's that video?
Oh, Lauren has that video. Yeah, you haven't seen it?
She showed it. She was showing it at a party we were at last night.
I'll send it after the podcast. I'll send it to you after the podcast.
She was showing at a party we were at last night, and everyone was like, oh my gosh, what an athlete.
Everyone was like, wow, what's it like to be 26?
I was going to say, everyone at that party was 10 years older than you, so they were all like, whoa.
25. Oh, yeah. What's it like to be 25?
Grant wouldn't even know what it's like to be 26.
You're right.
He's never done it before.
Okay, we'll circle back.
Oh, the reason I'm mad is because...
You're going to be mad at me. A little bit. I can literally see the shadow on your face, which is why I want people to see your face.
We finish... Sorry. I get to the top of the stairs. I finally stand up after my big tumble. And I walk into the apartment and both my brothers are behind me. And they go, your knee's bleeding, your knee's bleeding. They tell me my knee's bleeding. Uh-huh. So I go to look at my knee and I have a scrape and a cut. So there's like one part of my knee that's scraped up. Like black because it's dirty, and another part of my knee that's bleeding, and the two of them are debating if the scrape is new or if it's not new, and I'm standing there.
Oh, okay, that's not what I thought you were going to bring up.
Yeah, I know that was because I was like,
that was us.
Huh? I say both of these things are new on my knee, and they're like, well, no, because the scrape doesn't look new, and I'm like, the two of you discussing what was on my knee prior to my fall and not believing me that I had just fallen and those two things were new is so crazy to me. There are moments where the two of you are talking and I'm like, the way you don't take into account what I'm saying is so beyond, like, what is it? You think I'm stupid? You think I don't know if I have a cut on my knee or not? Like, can you tell me what's deriving your lack of belief in my own understanding of my knees?
I have no defense. I have no defense of that. Grant, you want to save me, bro? You got something to say?
Sometimes he'll point something out that you're doing or that's on you or whatever, and you'd be like, oh, that's crazy. You didn't know that.
Okay, there is the defense.
You know what I'm saying?
There is the defense.
Your impression
there is the defense.
Of me is beyond.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't know that. It was kind of crispy R, which was incredible to slip in. Okay, that is the defense a little bit. That is the defense a little bit because sometimes he'll be like, vibing. And like not notice that there's like, not notice that your shirt is ripped in half because of something your dog did.
That's fine. And what I'll say is this, I recognize that because of our dynamic because the two of you are boys and I'm not boy, it feels gendered to me that you guys don't believe me.
Stop.
And I get charged about it. But the truth is, to your point,
it's not gendered.
It's a personality thing. You. And that's fine. I'm fine with it being a personality thing. First of all, I'm smart and you have to believe me when I say something. But second of all,
is an incredible political platform.
Actually, put that on a t-shirt. I stand by that. If it's about...
Okay, if we do merch... That's the first thing we're doing of merch.
First of all, I'm smart and you have to believe me when I say something. But okay, I'm fine.
It's just like huge
first
font.
First of all, I'm fine with you saying like sometimes you don't notice things about yourself. But then when I look at you and say, no, that cut is new and you guys still are discussing between the two of you whether or not it's not, that's where you've now crossed the line.
Fair.
I hate touching your hand.
I do have a sweaty hand.
And so is mine. it's horrible.
This sucks.
It's horrible.
This really sucks
for
us.
That was the bone I had to pick.
Bright and male. Anyway.
Can you imagine the indignity of being covered in latte and bleeding and having two people standing there being like, talking about you as if you're not in the room?
It is bad.
Unbelievable.
Are you familiar? I'd like to pitch an idea to you.
Yeah.
And maybe we can rope Grant into it as well.
Hey.
Are you familiar with the song A Few of My Favorite Things from Sound of Music?
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens.
You get it.
Familiar.
Can you?
Am I familiar? Andrews.
Is there
That's
a world,
the second time she's come up.
Is there a world where you guys tell me a few of your favorite things from Christmas?
Oh my gosh.
And we'll see how much we can make it into a song. This might get cut.
It's all gonna be food. That's the only thing I can think of.
Fantastic. 1, 2, 3. Here you go.
Peppermint mochas and the fake snow at the mall. The dogs in the sweaters and everybody eating mashed potatoes. Under the tree, there's a present for my mom.
For your mom?
Yeah, I like when she gets presents.
That's cute.
And she doesn't know what's in there, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not.
Keep going.
One year my dad gave her a collar that was supposed to represent that he had gone ahead and purchased her a puppy.
Yes.
And I think that was the same year that you gave her an iPad.
Damn, we were killing it.
That was the only time we actually really crushed Christmas for Mom. Otherwise, she's sort of doing everything and we're sort of not doing it. Although I do feel like the past couple of years, we've really shared the responsibility of the holidays.
We've been doing decent about that.
Last Thanksgiving, everybody in the family made food. Like, no one was sitting around. Everybody cooked. Grant made macaroni and cheese, and I made biscuits and cranberry sauce. Annie made probably a lot more, and I don't think you did anything now that I'm thinking about it. How dare you? Do you remember what you made last year for Thanksgiving?
I asked my wife to help make me a salad.
You helped your wife?
And then I worked hard and made the salmon for everyone. What it was.
Gabe made the pescatarian.
I'm pretty good at salmon, if I'm honest. Grant, do you have things that you like about Christmas? Do you have an interest in singing? You can say no.
I don't want to sing.
Okay.
My other favorite things for Christmas? Let me think. I don't have to work or I don't have to go to school. Everyone wears their pajamas for a long time, more longer than usual. And I like when we laugh when we drink the coffee that Dad makes.
Uh-huh.
And this year I'm going to beat you guys at euchre if it's the last thing I do.
Okay. Great job, everyone. These are a few of Allie's favorite things.
Do you want to sing about your favorite things?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you want me to hold your mic while you do it?
No, I can one-hand it.
Okay.
I like when I wear the same clothes for 5 days. I get a pair of pajamas and I wear them for 5 days.
That's gross.
Sometimes I shower, but not all the time.
What?
I do what I want because it's Christmas
time. Are you rhyming time with time?
Yeah. Damn. What else do I like?
It's kind of an ominous sound.
I like when my wife lets me listen to holiday music because I'm a nerd for holiday music and she's genuinely actually a cool person.
Right, no, she is.
So she doesn't really listen to holiday tunes.
What does she listen to?
Okay, we've come up with a cool alt. This is really useful. I stole this from Derek G. We can at Derek G. He's like a online sort of music reviewer and commentator, and like he does a lot of things around music. He says, if you don't want to listen to like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but you want the vibe, you listen to doo-wop. You listen to like 50s, 60s doo-wop because it has that nostalgia play. So you're listening
but
to like...
But it's not Christmas music.
No, but it has the same feel. It really does. It totally works. We've been listening to doo-wop lately because my wife, Lauren, is actual genuine cool.
Right. No,
do you know
I
what
know.
I'm saying? So well, like she would rather Nirvana. Golly. She would rather Nirvana.
Hey, it's pronounced Nirvana.
I know.
Just so
how
you
it's
know.
Pronounced. She would rather.
Do you need help with any of the other ones?
Yeah. Nirvana. Blanc 182.
So stupid.
Nirvana.
Cut that.
Blanc 182.
Cut that because I laughed and I'm mad that I laughed.
She would rather listen to Dijon. I pronounced that right.
I was going to say, I've been calling him Dijon.
Yeah.
I've been calling him Dijon this whole time.
You know what I want for Christmas?
What?
A fucking... Okay.
Yeah, got your ass.
Let me tell you what I want for this Christmas. I need a fucking chair to sit in behind this little ass table. My right elbow hurts and I literally ran a marathon yesterday. And you make me sit on the floor.
On an IKEA pillow.
On a shitty pillow. I need a chair for this podcast. It's killing me. Support for my back is a Christmas necessity.
Oh, shit. He's got bars today.
I mean, it doesn't rhyme, but keep going.
It was slant.
It's a slant rhyme.
It was slant.
It was slant for sure. Soft rhyme. Loving it.
Support for my back is a Christmas necessity. The floor is supporting me, but I need something for the rest of me.
Oh.
That's good.
And this is what Grant
wants.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Grant wants
for Christmas this year. Can I say that my desk, my work desk is right there with the chair.
That was so fun to witness. He killed that.
Why would you not use my desk and chair?
Because where's he supposed to be?
Should we get a shot of this chair, bro?
No. No.
It's not a chair.
We are going to put, let's take a, we'll put a product photo of this chair.
Can I say, I hosted a Friendsgiving.
It's not.
I hosted a Friendsgiving a couple weeks ago. And you know, when you host a bunch of people for dinner, you're pulling chairs out of your ears. You're like,
what could be a chair? And you had somebody sitting on that?
Someone's
okay, this is an audio medium, so I would like to describe that it is
like an ergonomic chair for my back.
It's an ergonomic chair from Whoville, dude. It's like it's got swirly twirlies and you sit in it like you're riding a hobby horse. It's insane.
You do sit in it like you're riding a hobby horse.
It's crazy.
And it actually doesn't help my back. My back's still horrible, so it's kind of like a useless piece of furniture. But I did have someone sitting in that eating macaroni and cheese a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's a good life. Should we try to tell the story or give the context of...
do you want to talk about Christmas tradition?
Yeah.
Christmas traditions. My mom is really big on making Christmas special. My mom too. My mom...
Yeah, fair.
...has been... No, she's my...
I get it.
She made Christmas so magical growing up. And it was, I think maybe in the Midwest, it's cold. We're freezing our little booties off. What is there to do in the wintertime? Besides look at lights and...
It's cold
feel holly
out
jolly. I tried to describe to someone the other day, because like... We live in Los Angeles. People who grew up in California, people who grew up in many places that aren't Michigan, don't actually understand what it like the cold, like
in your bones cold.
In your bones cold. And I try to describe to people, when I say in your bones cold, it's not just like, oh my God, I'm so cold. I can feel it in my bones. It's like the cold gets inside of you. It gets to the center of you and you're shivering from the inside.
Yes. And that's it doesn't, like, and it like doesn't go, like you need to like take a shower. Like a hot shower, yes, for it to go away.
Yes.
It's not like you come inside and you're, it's like,
and you're like,
bad.
Ooh, thank God I'm not. No. I was trying to describe to someone the other day who did not believe me when I said this. We used to ride the bus to school. And
is what you were trying to say?
Stop acting like I'm so confusing. Yes, we used to ride the bus to go to school. And I would stand at the, I mean, we all did this, stand at the bus stop at the end of our street at what, 6:15 in the morning? Early.
Bro, that's crazy.
It's crazy. In negative degrees sometimes. Negative wind chill.
Those from the cold states understand what we're talking about, but we would have... Like, even if it wasn't snowing or like there was that much ice or anything, there would literally be cold days that they would have to cancel school because the children would freeze to death if they had to wait for the bus.
But that cold
day. That's so crazy.
But that cold day, like, there were days where I know the degrees were in the negatives and school was not canceled.
You're going
to
be mad
and
at me.
We would walk yes. to the, you don't have to touch me.
I know. But I'm trying to have you keep going because in the audio medium, no one knows.
It makes it worse when you touch me because then I stop and talk to you about how you don't have to touch
okay,
me.
Okay. How would you, moving forward, how would you like me to address the fact that we can't see your face?
I think we're going to fight about it every time.
For hundreds of episodes?
Wait, what if it was...
No, see, this is...
Well, this is a good discussion to have. How would you like me to say it? Because I do want people to see your face and enjoy the video.
I'm trying.
The video of the podcast available
I'm at listening YouTube.
Available at YouTube.
I'm listening to you
on make my these, page, Gabe Gibbs.
Stop. I'm listening to you make these suggestions and I'm trying to think like, what is an action that the two of you could do that to tell me, to correct me,
set you
that
off.
Wouldn't send me into orbit?
No, I understand. This is why I'm asking. We're having a healthy, healing, helpful.
I think you would have to tell Hank to tell me.
I was going to say, what I was going to suggest was I have to call Lauren and have her text you.
And be like, Allie, lower
and be like, your mic. Al, lower your mic. And you'd be like, oh, right. But like, if it comes from your brothers. Yeah, you'd be like, go
smug.
Off, queen. Thank you.
Because you guys are
smug. I'm trying not to be smug.
No, I know. You're not doing anything wrong. It's just years of pent-up anger. I was saying something. Oh, I was saying about how we literally stand at the bus stop in negative degrees.
Yes.
And I was telling someone the other day that if I showered in the morning and my hair was wet at the bus stop, my hair would freeze solid.
Yeah.
My hair on the way to school would freeze solid.
Be frozen, yes. Of course.
That's crazy.
And in that time of year, when you got on the bus, it wasn't better.
The bus was cold.
It was like, it was 10 degrees outside and then 17 degrees on the bus.
But also in true like teenage boy fashion, and I'm sure this was like true all across America, at least when we were young, is like the boys
killers.
The boys would wear shorts to school and they would be like, I'm not cold. And
Yeah. You'd have a hoodie on and
you,
it's like
you did it. You 13 probably degrees. Did it.
Of course.
These boys would come to school, no coat. Yeah, just a hoodie. And they're like, I'm not cold.
Just like a dude with his hands hood up. But it's like the he's on the football team and it's the like football sweatshirt that all the guys got.
Yeah.
So it's like they cool all wear to the wear same to sweatshirt. Middle school.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the thing.
Boys?
Well, here's the thing. If someone lends you their jacket, you know how you'll be like out on a date and you'll be chilly or whatever. And the guy gives you his jacket or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm not cold. I run hot. It's fine.
Yeah.
He's freezing.
Well, you're freezing.
He's freezing. Grant?
Yeah.
Gabe's freezing.
Okay.
Are you freezing when you give a girl your sweatshirt? Are you like, oh, I'm so cold?
Here's the thing.
I think it's just Gabe.
No, it's not just me. Here's the thing. If it's cold for her, it's cold for everyone. So if you're getting a coat.
Of course.
He's freezing.
Freezing?
Yeah. But he's trying not to be freezing. Shivers.
Totally.
Anyway.
I have a few bus stop stories we could discuss.
He's got a few bus stop stories. Well, hit me.
One, I'll never forget this. This was in the winter. We used to make snowballs and throw them at the bus, right? Yeah. Like, this was a common thing. As the bus was leaving, you'd throw the snowball. How Midwest is that?
You
get dropped off.
You quickly make
a snowball, throw it at the bus. But there was one time.
And the bus driver's like, fuck y'all. The bus driver's like,
one time.
Oh?
I got dropped off and my old neighbor, I won't say his name, made a snowball, right?
Yeah.
And there happened to be one window open on the bus.
That's awesome.
Oh.
One window open on the bus. And as it's driving away, heaves that boy.
Oh, wait, I remember this story.
Is this real? Because I feel like I make up like childhood stories like that.
Yeah.
Like, I think this
is real. I can't
tell
if it's a dream. I think it's real.
Yeah.
One window open.
He yeets that thing through the window.
Hits our other neighbor in the face. She's crying. It's a whole big neighborhood Kentucky Drive deal.
Yeah.
Can you give, we can bleep them out, but I need the names.
Yeah.
Was it?
Well, why don't you? No. Yeah.
And hit.
No.
Who hit? Do you know who?
I don't
remember. She's younger than me.
She lived on the end of Kentucky.
Oh.
On the right side. You don't remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah. But she was a couple of years younger than.
She was my age.
Allie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I never had crossover with her.
No, Grant's 5 years younger than me, so we would have never gone to school together.
But I remember that.
And then also, another thing you guys may have experienced.
And he doinked. Wait, so it became a whole ordeal, like parents had to talk?
I don't remember, probably. But
if a snowball, if I was minding my own business and a snowball hit me in the face, I'd be shocked. I don't think I'd go be like, Mom.
Yeah.
I think I'd be like,
but you're also 30, and these people were 12.
Right, right. But they grow up. No, I mean, like, even at that time, anything, at least for me, anything at that time happening, like, with a boy was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like, Mom, this boy's being mean.
It was probably icy, too.
Ice in the face. That's like getting punched in the face, for real.
No, literally. Literally.
Literally. That is kind of crazy. Well, what I was trying to say before we started talking about the bus.
Last Christmas.
It's crazy that your strategy for this podcast is like, while I'm talking, you just start singing.
Well, I started playing as you started talking.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
No, go.
No, go ahead.
Can we talk about the biggest tradition of them all? The biggest Christmas tradition of them all?
That's what I was getting at.
Okay.
So I was saying Mom made Christmas really special every year, and that's partially because our mom is magical and partially because there's nothing to do in the Midwest. And we, many years ago, and I'll spare everyone the story of the conceit, started... Well, growing up, we caroled as a family.
Huh? Yeah.
Every year, Mom and Dad would make the six of us go out and carol and hand out treats.
Oh.
Do you remember when we did Deck the Halls?
I just reverse Raven Simone.
A memory?
Back to when we would hand out soup jars.
Yes, and bundt cakes.
And bundt cakes
yes.
to the neighbors. Golly, yeah. we grew up in the Midwest.
And we would carol every year. The six of us, just the Gibbs family.
Woof.
Caroling.
Probably, and we would come probably up with, good though, huh?
We would come up with a range.
Probably did a good job. Bro, that for you, because you don't like, we would have probably done that on our own, but for you getting dragged around with us, having to sing with us, that's misery, dude. This is where
all the problems started.
I'm so sorry.
Well, Grant, by the way, I remember that, and you don't remember it for some reason, but when I brought it up, Grant just went,
well, I was doing a lot of shows at the time, so it was hard for me to keep track of. I had a lot of
sets. I have a very distinct memory of us caroling in the neighborhood, and we had like a beatbox arrangement of Deck the Hall. Where it was either you beatbox or you beatbox.
Oh my god.
And we were like, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
But it's the six of us. I'm literally, my mouth wants to.
Yeah, exactly. And then it was like, do it.
No. Okay. It actually, like, literally, it hurts my stomach to even think about how cringy this is and how embarrassing this is. You brought up the Deck the Halls, and I remember that it was, we sang it. And then we broke it down. So it'd be like, deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la.
And then I'm pretty sure Annie's line was, break it down now.
Oh my gosh. And then.
The halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la.
And I'm sure, I guarantee you, I was up there going, what? Yeah. Hey. Guaranteed I was doing that.
Okay,
bro.
Well, it got worse over the years because after a while.
Oh, man.
Instead of our family.
And just like our sweet neighbors opening the door like,
honey, the
Gibbs are back. They're going to give us a fucking jar of soup and make us listen to their kids sing for three songs.
No, we only did one song. For sure, we only did one song. For sure, and we did not stand there for multiple songs.
And I am remembering now us walking up the driveway of whoever's house it was being like, okay, which one? the energy of like, Deck the Halls, that's our killer. That's our closer for sure. But which song? Gosh.
Mind you, it's like 12, 10, 5, and 3. Or like, you know, like, we're kids. Anyway.
And may all your Christmases.
We got more annoying over the years because at some point, Dad and I and a friend of mine conceived of the idea of hosting our own Christmas parade the day before Christmas Eve. We were like, we're, because there's always been like some semblance of self-awareness, but definitely not enough to control us. But we were joking like, oh, we're so ridiculous for caroling every year. Imagine we have our own parade float and we're going around the neighborhood.
Yes.
And then Dad was like, yes, let's build a parade float.
Let's do it. So it was the... Dad used to call it the Gibbs Family Christmas Parade, Detroit's Only One Float Parade.
Detroit's Only One Float Parade.
And here's how it would work. In the morning, Dad would borrow Grandpa's truck and one of his buddies who owned a company that had trailers of some kind, like big flatbed trailers. We would throw, you would help, and we would throw the gazebo on top. Not gazebo. No, what's the word
like
I'm thinking of?
Like a tent.
Like one of those tailgating tents that's like just the roof. Uh-huh. We would strap the feet to the trailer.
Yeah.
We would take like the bench from the deck, throw it on there. We would take some like small trees with off lights, the front like porch
Christmas
with lights.
We, like, we would decorate it for Christmas. This
run
trailer.
Lights around the whole thing.
And then it was actually like, it's actually one of my favorite memories of my whole life. We did it for 10 years.
Yeah.
Friends and family would all come and we would carol on the Christmas float and sing. And it was like,
One year Mike Posner was there.
1 year Mike Posner was here. Do you remember the, you might write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you. We were like, oh my gosh, a celebrity has come to the Christmas parade. But
he is a celebrity. He was a celebrity.
But the float every year was full of people. Full. Tons and of, so full that people would have to walk next to it.
But circling back to the bus stop, it was so cold that we would take one lap around the block and immediately come back
and
inside.
And then we'd be like, we have to stop. This
it was
horrific.
Like we would spend the whole day setting up the float to do one lap, come back inside, and
it's
be done.
It's such a, I mean, like, not to be like truly sincere around the holidays. Play
don't,
for me, please.
Don't.
Not to be truly sincere around the holidays, but remembering the magic of Dad spending the day building that float and Mom cooking for everybody all day long. And it was like an extra
season to be
to the holiday season. And it meant so much to so many people. I think that's really charming. They did it for 10 years.
And we're so glad you guys could make it today to an episode of Mom Said. Stand up and greet the person next to you. Make sure you squeeze in tight.
Tell them I'm glad you're here.
Tell your neighbor I'm glad you're here. Take a look at your neighbor. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Why don't we sing one more song?
'Tis the season to be jolly and joyous. That's my Kermit the Frog. How was that, by the way?
I used to have a good Kermit.
Do it then.
What do you want him to sing?
What I just sang, so that the audience can vote whose was better.
I'll do Kermit the Frog. Let's each do Kermit the Frog. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Here we go.
Wait,
ready?
But he does. Okay, fine.
Lies. Hold on. Lies. Here we go. Lies. What key am I in?
Mine's gonna
I gave
be
you my heart. Very nice. Lies. Here we go. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. But the very next day, you gave it away.
That's pretty good.
This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Okay, if your Kermit is good, if
I would
Kermit
give that a B+ Kermit.
I thought that was really good. And if your Kermit is really good, are the Jim Henson folks going to come after you? Is that like copyright infringement?
No, that's not copyright infringement. Also, you know. The Jim Henson Company, no one cares about this. The Jim Henson Company doesn't own the Muppets anymore.
No, I know that.
Isn't that,
I used to
isn't
work
that a
for
bummer?
Disney.
Isn't that a bummer?
It is kind of a bummer, but in a very real way, I bet they got tons and tons of money.
Yeah, for sure.
His family, I mean.
For sure.
Okay, do you want me to do mine?
Yeah.
I've never done a Kermit impression, so.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Not bad.
Not bad. Keep going.
And the very next day, you gave it away.
Yeah.
This year.
That was pretty good. This year was pretty good.
This year. Uh-huh.
To save me from tears.
Yep.
I'll give it.
To someone special.
That was if Kermit and Shakira had a baby.
Yeah, wow. I hope that people...
I never claimed to be an impressionist.
No,
okay, what's everyone's...
Me either.
This may be boring, we can skip. What's everyone's best impression?
I'll tell you my best impression. I just posted it on TikTok the other day, and nobody cared. Posted it on TikTok, put my little self out there. Posted it on Instagram, put my little self out there, and nobody cared.
Okay, what was it?
Here's my best impression. It's kind of seasonal. Ready? It's the lo guy from you know that Russian video?
And I didn't care. Yeah.
I know you don't care. I'll do it for 10 seconds, because nobody cares. But it's this video that you'll know what I'm talking about when I do it. La 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 la. You get it, right?
That was an out of body experience for me, because I was watching you do that and I was like, what would it be like to just smack him?
Dude. It would have been our first viral clip. It would have been.
If I would have just...
It would have been our most viral video in the history of Mom Said.
I don't have any impressions. I can tell you the impressions I wish I was good at. Miss Piggy, that would be awesome. And I wish I was good at like impersonating hot people, because then I could just be acting hot. But I bet I could do this.
Not sure that's how impressions work.
That was pretty good.
All of ours are vowels of crazy singers. Do you have any?
Do you remember when we were in Panama? Oh, we also should talk about Panama, but
different episode.
I had a good Mickey Mouse.
Once.
Oh yeah.
Once.
Out of nowhere.
It was just let me try. Let me try.
Hit it. You got it. Don't overthink it, just give it. Don't overthink.
Oh boy.
It's dead on, bro. Here's what I'll say. I was gonna ask you to maybe do more, but I think that's it's perfect. And don't.
Oh boy.
I was gonna say, you do even more? Maybe say some more as Mickey Mouse. But I think let's leave it as is.
I wish I was good. Because
it's so good.
Wow.
It's so good.
I mean, we could try Jennifer Coolidge, but like.
Everybody does Jennifer Coolidge. Nobody wants to.
If I had an amazing Jennifer Coolidge, I wouldn't even do it.
Okay. Did we finish talking about the parade?
I just wanted to say that it was really sweet, and Mom used to make big pots of mozzarella for everyone to eat. And if anyone that ever went to one of those parades is listening, shout out.
Okay. Here's what I want to know.
Shout out.
Here's what I want to know.
Wait, real quick. Yesterday I was discussing with some people, what do you call the thing that is the glove with no fingers?
Fingerless gloves?
A mitten.
Okay. So
wait.
What he said?
The glove with no fingers?
Yeah, say it.
Fingerless gloves.
No. Say what he said.
I already know where it's going. I'm from Michigan, so I would probably say mitten.
Mitten. That's what I would say.
I'm from Michigan but too, but I've mitten? Always said mitten.
Okay, Mary Poppins. What? Mitten.
I was having a discussion with this with people yesterday, and they said I sounded like a cartoon character when I said
you
that.
Do.
Mitten. I've always said mitten. Peyton. I can't even think of any other words that have T's Peyton? In the middle. Mountain.
You've always said Peyton.
Do you say mountain?
No.
Like Mammoth Mountain.
Mountain.
Mammoth Mountain.
Do you understand? Like when you say mountain like that.
Okay. Like, I'm not chewing on cud.
You're like, I'm going up the mountain.
I'm going up the mountain. No.
Mountain.
No.
Mountain is how it's spelled. But Gabe is going to be on Mountain Crumpet with the Grinch.
Yeah, I still can't believe Grant would kill the Grinch and not clap cheeks with the Grinch.
Gabe and Grant, my two brothers,
could
recite for you.
That's me.
The Grinch from start to fiend, both of them, all the way through every line of The Grinch, right? Do you really?
I'm not sure I could get the Anthony Hopkins narrator lines. On a cold winter's night, on a sleeve like your own, there's a, you know what I mean?
On I'm not sure I could do a sleeve like
it.
Your own.
That's not what it is, but you get what
I'm
saying.
Oh, but that was really charming. You should write that down.
Well, it is like a snowflake. I'm making him too British. But he would say,
a sleeve Grinch, like your own.
But the Grinch What would be a Grinch line? What would he say? Anyway, I don't know his lines, but sure. I do know all the other lines.
I think maybe just like
sitting. Exactly, honey. And he's a what who doesn't like Christmas.
Right. So what I was going to say.
Jerry duty. Pink blackmail. Pink slip. Eviction notice.
Grant used to watch The Grinch like year round when he was younger.
This story got blown out of proportion.
Grant, though. I was there.
Bro.
So was he. Wait.
I'm just saying.
You were both there. You can't say I was there as an argument.
I watched it a couple times in the summer and then it turned into.
So,
it turned into this thing where it's like Grant watched it weekly year round.
Yeah, Grant did watch it weekly year round. I will just say, like, I don't think the two of you could sit in a dark room and do the whole movie, but watching along with the movie, I think you guys could say every line.
Almost.
Yeah. Do you think you could just sit down and be like, okay, the first line is this, and then just do the movie?
No.
It's the most well thought out. It's the best holiday movie, period. For my taste. Flat out, the best holiday movie, period. Do you know how much thought went into that?
Yeah, Gabe.
The world building. It was Jim Carrey. It was Jim Carrey at his prime. Howard, right? I know.
It's a lot of geniuses on that project.
It was Jim Carrey in his prime?
I like the movie White Christmas. I watch it with my mom and my sister every year. I don't know all the lines to that one. In fact, there are some songs that I can't even really understand what the lyrics are.
I'll set you up. There's one little song that...
it's not even a song. It's a line.
Oh, yeah.
Actually... if anyone's listening, comment below what you think they're saying here. They get off the train in Vermont. Sorry.
If anyone's listening and has seen White Christmas, a movie from 19...
A lot of people will have seen White Christmas. Great. I've been getting targeted ads on my socials being like, do you want these pajamas that are White Christmas themed? And I've been like, yeah.
Kind of. What are they? Is it modeled after the costumes or is it?
No. Oh my God. Those would be on my body right now.
Yeah, those are incredible. So
if I could wear.
Like 1940s, 50s, 40s, 50s, 40s?
It was right after the war.
Which one?
The war that the two boys Christmas. Fought in. 45. And the general.
45 is going to end it.
Movie.
I'm. Dreaming
we were wrong. 54. I mean, we were right about the war, but we were wrong about the movie.
Can I say that the Bing Crosby White Christmas, that song has the most something, and I forget the end of that sentence, but it was like most
what?
Like listened to or what? Like most downloaded or like best big song. Big song of all time.
Bing Crosby's White Christmas is big song of all time.
No, there's something. That's what we just learned.
Bless you.
There's something that makes it big song of all time. It's like most listens or like most purchased, maybe?
Damn.
White Christmas is big song of all time. I learned it in a trivia once. This is why I'm bad at trivia because
it's White Christmas is big song of
all time. Well, I just remember the vibe of things, but like the details of the facts, I'm not retaining.
Yeah, vibe doesn't usually win you a trivia contest. No,
right,
offense.
And that's why trivia is not my bag. There's a part where they get off the train when they're in Vermont, and then they're like, "I hear Vermont is beautiful this time of year. All that snow, you know."
So then
they sing the snow song on the train where they're like, boy, girl. And then when they get off the train,
I'm going to call my wife to have her call you.
It's horrible because what you've done is just like ruin the momentum of my story. To what end? So people can see my teeth?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
It's kinda. Not worth it. Because now I'm derailed.
No, you're not derailed. You are good enough to recover.
So they're getting off the train and they're like joking around singing and they go, snow, a little snowflake. And then he goes like this. A little old snowflake doesn't survive. Buckle over me when you went out. And now, tell me this. I know the first part is snow. A little old snowflake
Little old snowflake. Mm-hmm.
What are those? I believe the end is for you and for you and I. And for my whole life, I've wondered what they're saying there. For my whole life.
If somebody can figure this out for us, it would really bring a lot of help.
I'm sure I could ask AI. I could consult the Wonder Killer, but I'd like for someone to tell me.
The Wonder Killer?
I used to work with a Teamster ages ago that we would be like talking about something and you'd be like, I don't know, why don't you consult the Wonder Killer? Meaning your phone. And I was like, this guy.
Wonder Killer's fire, yeah, dude.
Yeah, it is the Wonder Killer.
Ooh. Wow.
Or Wonder it adds killer. To wonder.
Wow, Wonder Killer.
Because you need to learn more.
Wonder Killer seems like someone it seems like a villain or a superhero that we like.
Or like a rock song.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wonder Killer! Wonder Killer!
Yeah, yeah. Wonder Killer! Wonder Killer! Wonder Killer!
Wonder Killer! You can ask a question. Oh,
Wonder Killer.
You can look up the restaurant.
Wonder Killer.
You can look at the pictures of the food before you go and decide what you want.
You never have to wonder again. Ow.
Gabe's career ends this day, writing the song Wonder Killer.
Nodes. Ugh, I haven't been feeling well.
Oh my gosh, why are you here?
I don't know.
You're going to get me sick on this day, Christmas Day.
Wow. Hey, what are our Christmas wishes for each other?
Oh, we each get to make a wish for each other. How about how about we do like Secret Santa wishes? Like I make a wish for Grant, Grant makes a wish for Gabe, Gabe makes a wish for me or something. Let's do that. Okay, my wish for Grant.
Wait. What was it?
I make a wish for Grant, Grant makes a wish for you, you make a wish for me. Like Secret Santa, but we're wishing each other.
I don't want to make a wish for you guys. I want to make a wish for myself.
My wish for Grant is that this next year season.
Hold on. I need to underscore this. This is
my wish for Grant is that this next year and this holiday season he gets all the protein powder he wants and that every day he has consumed a ton of protein that he loves to consume and it will be like all the grams he expects to be consuming.
You should what's your rule? You should consume like a gram for how much you a gram for each pound you weigh. Really?
We will never ask him how much he weighs in public. That's so rude.
That's
but however much you weigh, I wish a year of that much protein to you.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah.
Do you have a wish for yourself or a wish for Gabe?
I have a wish for Gabe. Can I bring up your...
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, then I need a new wish for Gabe.
Do a wish for yourself, because Gabe's going to do a wish for himself.
No, I'll do a wish for you.
Okay, my wish for Gabe is that he feels agency and gratitude.
Whoa.
Agency and gratitude.
Agency and gratitude over his life.
Wow.
A life full of gratitude and agency.
Yeah, so.
Damn.
So totally.
I like that. That's beautiful.
I heard that on a podcast that's important for a happy life.
Oh, that's like the formula? Medical, agency like and gratitude? Like a
medical podcast?
Yeah.
What's his name?
It was a Huberman Lab podcast. Yeah. But he was consulting a world-renowned psychiatrist from Stanford.
Wow.
And they said agency and gratitude are the two.
Essentially.
Yeah. I like that. Because sometimes when you don't feel agency over your own life, you can feel a little panicked. Like it's all out of control. And you don't have a way to take control.
Gratitude.
And if you forget to have gratitude, then it's not an ideal situation.
This morning I was making you eggs.
Whoa.
And I cracked one egg and there was a double yolk. And then I cracked a second egg and some shell went in the bowl of
eggs. Double yolk day!
Okay. Big chocolate chunk cookie! That's what that reminded me of.
Boom! What are they called? Boom Squad?
I don't know.
I think they're called Boom. It's like the father and son.
Two booms. Wait, that's my impression. I crushed that chocolate chip cookie thing.
Big chocolate chip cookie.
That's my one crazy. Impression is that those Costco guys. What I was going to say was I was making you eggs this morning and one was a double yolk.
Okay. You were making
us eggs. I know, but I just,
it's these slight shifts. It's like these slight squeezes in timeline and these slight shifts in who things are for. It's just like small details
that really
steer the story in a direction.
I'm a storyteller and I'm a shaper of worlds.
Yeah. You're a shaper. You're a painter of villains.
Okay. So I was making us eggs this morning. And well, actually, okay, yeah, I was actually trying to give you the double yolk in saying that, when in reality we probably both had a little bit of the double yolk.
Great.
Wrap it up.
2 minutes.
Oh, okay. What I was gonna say was there was a double yolk, and then there was a egg piece in it, and I was standing there looking at it, thinking, life really is what you make it, because I could. Because I was so excited about the double yolk, but I could have been in a moment where I was upset about the chunk of shell. But the chunk of shell, I was like, whatever, man, I'll pull it out. There are days where the chunk of shell would have been like, of course, I cracked some shell into the egg and another thing. But today, the double yolk was the main thing.
Wow.
And yeah, so it's all about perspective. To your point, gratitude and agency, that's the gratitude part.
Wow.
Okay, what's your Christmas wish for me? Grant says we have to wrap up.
I say, I'm hoping that, I hope that your, may your days be merry and bright.
You hope that my podcast is successful?
I hope that all your days are double yolk days.
Double yolk day every day.
And that you look right past the shell. May your days be merry and full of double yolks. You know what my wish for you was?
The for double real? Yolk thing was
I'm cute. About to blow up the podcast now that we have 1 minute left.
Okay.
My wish for you is to...
Are you going to make me mad?
100% is to stop saying that I'm hiding all my straight friends from you. Thank you so much. That was an episode of Mom Set. Do we want to talk about it before we wrap up? Allie claims that I'm hiding all my straight friends, but I
End the podcast.
Was a professional musical theater performer for a long time. So I don't have any.
Let's end the podcast. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. I hope you have a double yolk holiday, a double yolk year. I hope you feel holly, jolly, and joy, and your families find some peace and love, or that you're celebrating with friends, that you find peace and love, that you feel a little bit of spirit. For those of you who celebrate other holidays, happy those holidays. Happy Hanukkah.
Where the tree.
I hope this year feels magical against all odds.
And children.
And we have a double yolk vibe.
Do hear sleigh bells.
Love you guys.
In the snow. Thank you for listening to Mom Said.
Okay, stop singing. I'm going to sing now. I'm dreaming of a
big Wait, chocolate chunk.
May your days be merry.
Go for the note. Go for the
and bright.
You know what that was? It's gonna blow out, but try again one more time. Mic further away.
There's a limiter.
Oh, there's a limiter.
May your days be merry.
Anyway, that thank you so much for listening to us. I cannot believe you're listening to this podcast. Whoever just had to hear that in their car or while they're on a run right now, avoiding their family around the season.
No, I'm so sorry.
Enjoy that absolute screamed high C.
No, that was a high C. I belted a high C.
No, it's a G. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you guys. Happy holidays. Love you.
Thank you.
Hey, we gotta go.
We gotta go.
Goodbye.
Why did you sing over me?